The Who's in Charge campaign is aimed at promoting sensible alcohol use by parents, in particular allowing them to recognise consequences that are often overlooked when they consume alcohol in front of their children, and the potential serious impact this can have on children's safety.
Where has the idea come from?
The idea originally came from Birmingham Community NHS Trust. However, Dr. Sally Cole and Nia Roberts from SAFER GSTT, the named GP and named practice nurse for safeguarding in BFG, recognised the importance of the message, and therefore funding has been secured from SAFER to license the campaign so we can use it here in Germany. It's subsequently been endorsed by the BFG Safeguarding Board, and the result now is that a number of posters have been produced which will be rolled out across garrisons before Christmas. Recognising, of course, this is a time where festivities are common and people like to drink at home with friends and family.
What are the risks to children when parents drink, and what are these posters telling parents?
The posters depict a number of powerful but realistic scenarios, in particular how children's safety can be compromised when adults are drinking and therefore become distracted by alcohol rather than servicing the needs of their children. I don't think parents would ever normally or consciously put their children in danger or neglect them on purpose. However, this can often be overlooked when alcohol is involved, and certainly if they become distracted. Therefore, the campaign really seeks to highlight to them the ways which children's needs can be overlooked if neither parent is really in charge.
So are you telling parents not to drink?
The campaign urges parents to think really about the potential consequences if no parent is sufficiently sober or aware of their children's need or whereabouts. Children themselves can actually find it particularly distressing when they observe adults and parents in a state of inebriation due to alcohol. And actually there's ample evidence that over 90% of domestic abuse incidents are directly related to the consumption of alcohol.
And finally, what is your advice to parents who want to have a few drinks or even a party at home this Christmas?
Well, in the same way as when you take a car out to a party, you'd have a named driver, we would advise to always have at least one parent who's in a state of sobriety to be able to look after the needs of their children. This might be not drinking at all, or if they are drinking, in moderation, using sensible swaps such as a non-alcoholic drink or a fruit cocktail every other drink. That can therefore be enjoyed by everyone and cut the amount of alcohol they consume. In particular, if a parent's concerned about the drinking, either their own drinking or that of a partner, then they should maybe seek advice from their general practitioner, health visitor or practice nurse, and this can be organised through the local medical centre. Alternatively, they may wish to call the SAFER Confidential Helpline.